Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. What a joy it is to be able to come day by day and just sit with the Word of God, even as we do in these podcasts, verse by verse, line by line, precept by precept, and sometimes even word by word, just to hear what God would have to say to us for this particular day. I've just enjoyed this Gospel of John. I pray that you have as well, as we've gone through it week after week and month after month, and just enjoying what God has to say. We always invite Him to be a part of our study, so if you will, pray with me today, and let's just do that. Heavenly Father, I bless you and thank you again for your word. Lord, we're gaining so much knowledge about Jesus and what He did while He was on the earth. And Lord, I pray it just sinks down into our heart as you guide us into all truth by your Holy Spirit and empower us to live according to your truth so that we realize just what it is that you've done for us and, Lord, how we can live that out in our lives. We bless you. We thank you again for your word today. And we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is God's Name Declared. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 17, verse 26. John the Apostle wrote how Jesus prayed, "Father, I will that they also whom you have given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me. For you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you have sent me." And in chapter 17, verse 26 of his book, John shared how Jesus prayed, "I have declared unto them your name," where we read, "And I have declared unto them your name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith you have loved me may be in them, and I in them." The verse reads, "And I have declared unto them your name, and will declare it." John began with Jesus' words, "And I have declared unto them," which means, "And I, Jesus, have made known, given understanding, and certified to his disciples your name, your God the Heavenly Father's name, and everything which the name covers, everything the thought or feeling of which is aroused in the mind by mentioning, hearing, and remembering. And will declare it," which means, "And I, Jesus, shall make known, give understanding to, and certify the name of God the Heavenly Father." John shared how Jesus told his Heavenly Father that he made known his name and he would continue to share it. The verse goes on to say, "That the love wherewith you have loved me may be in them and I in them." John continued with Jesus' words that the love, or so the affection, goodwill, benevolence, and brotherly love wherewith you have loved me, which means that you, Heavenly Father God, have been fond of, well pleased with, and contented, and dearly loved me, Jesus, may be in them, or might exist within them, the disciples of Jesus, and I in them, which means an I, Jesus, within them, the disciples of Jesus. John shared how Jesus desired for the love that God provided him might also be within his disciples, and that his disciples would be within them as well, or that he would be within them as well. And when we think through John's words in this verse, we learn not only that Jesus proclaimed God the Heavenly Father's name to his disciples, but he would continue doing so. The reason for this is so the love of the Heavenly Father God, which was given to Jesus, would reside in them as well. God wants to live within every person. And this is available through a relationship with his son, Jesus. Those who surrender their lives to Jesus will be forgiven of their sins and granted everlasting life with God. And those who are wise will submit to him and experience the love and presence of Jesus Christ within their lives. Next time we begin a new chapter and see John share how Jesus went forth with his disciples over the brook Cedron. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.